Hello, and welcome to Video Game Week, where we're replaying some of our favorite shows about our favorite games. Enjoy, and we'll have some brand new episodes for you next week.
Let's see here. We've got food, clothes, oxen, ammunition, wagon tongues. Okay, we can start. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Back to Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that knows better than to caulk itself and try to float across the river. I mean, it's just too high right now. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, December 3rd. It was 48 years ago today that kids first got to play the video game Oregon Trail. As was so often the case, these kids were in school, and the game was supposed to make learning fun. The story of that game starts with Don Rawich, a student teacher studying at Minnesota's Carleton College. To get his class interested in westward expansion, he developed a board game in which students rolled dice to send pioneer families on their way west to Oregon. When Rawich talked about the idea with his roommates and fellow student teachers, Bill Heineman and Paul Dillenberger, they all decided it might be even better as a computer game, though in the original version, the events and actions had to be printed out on a teletype rather than viewed on a computer screen. And because the technology was limited, the students sometimes had to wait as long as a half hour to take their next turn. Nonetheless, the game was a hit. Students not only loved playing Oregon Trail in class, they would stick around after school to play again and again, no matter how many times they got dysentery. And that's how it was for decades afterwards all over the country. But there's one more twist in this story. A few years after that initial success, Oregon Trail was a hit across Minnesota, in part thanks to an educational software consortium to help schools in the state with their computer and technology needs. At one point, that consortium, known as MECC, needed to buy smaller computers that would replace the large teletypes and room-sized mainframes. They chose to buy 500 computers from a small company run by two guys in California, known as Apple Computer. So if you've got an iPad or an iPhone, a little bit of that device was made possible by my generation's obsession with getting our oxen to the Willamette Valley before the snow came back and our food ran out. You can learn more of the history of Oregon Trail at our website, coolweirdawesome.com, and on Twitter, @coolweirdpod. And coming up, I reveal myself as the biggest softie in the entire podcast universe. That's right after this.
If you like listening to Cool, Weird, Awesome, help us make Cool, Weird, Awesome as a backer on Patreon. For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show. Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird. Learn more today at patreon.com/BradyCarlson. Thanks.
Do take a moment to review this show on Apple Podcasts, because why not, really? In December, as the holidays approach, I get sappier and sappier, and I'm giving you the heads up on that right now, just so you know, for future shows. Methodist Children's Hospital in San Antonio, Texas, is marking the season by sending all of its December newborns home in red and white hats and little stockings. They do not send them down chimneys, though. I'm Brady. I told you I was a big softie. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.